Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Just myself and Sip again today for the spillover sponsored by Computer Hardware. Stop by and see Trip at 70th and O or in Kearney, Hastings, and GI. Four locations, Computer Hardware, all for your Apple products, computer, watches, phones, and more. Okay.
We're spilling over.
We have not mentioned this story yet at all. It's not Nebraska related at all. We've a lot of Troy Dannon talk today, understandably. So there's a story in the NFL that you might be curious about. Okay. Yeah, last year, there was a very successful broadcast, last couple of years, on Christmas Day, okay? NFL games on Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. Now, the NFL has been expanding to more days of the week. You know, we see it on Thursday Night Football. We see some Saturdays in December. Sunday night, of course, Monday night. The NFL announced yesterday that they will have not one, but two Christmas games this year on Wednesday. Wednesday NFL football. So that week, the only day without a game will be Tuesday.
Wow.
They will have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday off, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We'll have Friday football also that day, that week. Saturday, Sunday.
My natural reaction is...
Wednesday seems...
I don't like... It's a little oversaturation. They got to be careful. The NFL has taken over as far as the most popular sport in the United States, right?
I think it always has been.
Popular league.
I don't know.
Has it always
been? Yeah, I think it always has been.
Major League Baseball?
It's pulling away, though.
Wasn't Major League Baseball at one point, maybe?
But they're in the conversation, but I think NFL's been king for a long time.
No. It's 70s. I'm going back.
Okay,
I'm going
70s.
Back a long time. Yeah.
All right, fine.
I'm not sure that you would say in the 70s that the NFL was bigger than Major League Baseball. Correct me if I'm wrong. There's older people
Breakers
out there.
Help us out.
Yeah, it hasn't always been, but NFL is the king.
Yes.
The king. But they can abuse that. This strikes me as oversaturation.
Wednesday. So have they said that the teams playing will guarantee be playing on Saturday the week before. So they will not be. It won't be Sunday and two days of rest in the game. That's still not much rest. That's like a Sunday to a Thursday in terms of the delay.
And I'm thinking about you got to think about the player's safety, all that. I mean, and I don't mean that flippantly. But I always think about the saturation part. Make us want it. But that's not every day.
I don't want
it as
much.
That's not what we're about in America, it seems like. It's just everything. You want everything right now, and then you get it.
Well, and to me, and this is selfish, too, like I like to go to the sports bar on Sunday and watch all the football. I'll be there for 6 hours watching the noon games, 3 o'clock games.
Okay.
When you've got two games on Christmas Day, and then you got Friday, Saturday, Monday, you have like 6 games max on Sunday, it feels like, right?
Yeah.
You're taking away that, and that's playoff time. We're talking about 2 weeks before the playoffs.
You always used to think about NFL Sunday. Now they've cut into that. That's what you're talking
still
about.
Still a big deal, but like especially that week, again, that's going to be 2 weeks, I believe, two or three weeks prior to the playoffs. So big, important time, and you're talking about during holiday season, a very cutback NFL Sunday to have it spread out throughout the week.
See, I think I just have an unpopular stance on it. I'm just because I think college football is oversaturated, and that's unpopular. People are like, "You're crazy." I don't think there should be. Now, Bill, if Bill was here, he'd kill me for saying this. I don't like 15 to 20 games available on TV on a Saturday. Make us want some. I think it diminishes the excitement. I think the.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
And I'm not suggesting we go back to 1975 when there were two games on Saturday, or one, and Nebraska had one or two or three games on national TV, and that was it. I loved it. I love that. I mean, I know I represent an extreme minority in that argument.
Right.
I know that. I'm aware.
And you still watch those games, by the way.
What?
You still watch the games on the TV?
These
25 options?
No, I don't, because I'm covering Nebraska. So I don't. It's a long day, so I'll try to catch one game.
You've told me before on bye weeks, you like to sit down in front of the TV from 11 a.m. until midnight and watch football all day. And you said you can't wait for it.
Till 10.
You said before, I can't wait.
It's true, but it's a different situation for me because I don't get to do that every Saturday. And I would tell you, if I got to do it every Saturday, it would probably wear off.
So you're saying that one time is a luxury for you.
It's beautiful. I mean, I do like that Saturday where I'm off and I can just get a burrito and settle into the recliner at 10 a.m. and just
watch ball,
dive into it.
Give me that remote.
But if it was like that every week, it would wear off.
Okay, that's respectable. I respect that take. So again, NFL, two games Christmas Day, which is not uncommon, but it's a Wednesday this year. So there you go.
Anything else going on?
I don't think so.
Oh, there's a lot going on, and we'll have to. There's a lot going on with the transfer portal in Nebraska basketball. They lost
Blaise Keita.
Yeah, Blaise Keita is the third player to hop into the portal. Now, Fred, here's what's going to get interesting. Player retention, keeping the core together, but also now you got guys. You can go get guys. I mean, there's three guys gone. There's spots available. Who are they getting? Who are they getting?
It's kind of fun.
Who are they getting? You got to get a, I think, a high-volume shooter, scorer, guard type like Casey to try to replace Casey's production. Okay, you're always looking for bigs. Somebody or a rim runner like Josiah Alec. You're looking for that. For those two things for sure. Mainly, I think you got to get a score in here. A good shooting guard, wing person. So this is going to get interesting. I mean, Fred's got a good core coming back. Can you keep that core together, and what are you adding?
That's the big question.
What are you adding?
How soon do we know when you get people added?
Nebraska is in a good situation NIL-wise. If I were Fred, I would make sure that I have a package put together, a video package of what the PBA game experience is like. What we saw down the stretch in those games against Rutgers and Penn State and
Minnesota,
when it was packed, jam-packed, and it was super loud. I mean, it was super loud. I'd have a video package detailing that to guys because you don't find that everywhere.
You don't. It's an attractive place to play. Packed arena, passionate crowd.
You're gonna make money here.
You can do that.
And you got a good coach who's stable.
He's gonna be here for a while.
There's stability. How could you not sell it?
It's on the way up. Don't let it happen like 10 years ago where it felt like on the way up and it just kind of crashed and burned.
Jake,
the next year.
You're a salesman. How could you not sell this?
It's very easy. Right now, Nebraska is very easy to sell.
As a basketball program.
Yeah.
PBA.
We have money. We have fans.
Coach with stability, returning core coming off an NCAA tournament appearance, Big Ten. How do you not sell that?
Seems pretty easy to me.
Yeah.
Pretty easy. That's it for us. The Drive with Raf, AD, and Amon Green is next for Steve Sipple. I am Jake Sorensen. We will see you tomorrow.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.